in Glenmire, Coder Dojo is held in the in a community centre, and parking is quite tricky outside. I'm just walking with my daughter.
Dad, I told you not to do any audio.
And I'm just recording this audio book despite the fact that she's dead against it. So I'm kicking leaves. Autumn leaves, okay. But we don't know what Coder Dojo is going to be like. And she's been swimming already. So, okay. What do you want to say? Now we've come inside. We're in here and they're all looking at stuff on the screen. Source. Don't know if it's source code.
It's a Renault Megane.
They're normally
Renault. So what figure do you want to put on the right of that? 250. Over there.
They're all doing cars. Place is full. There isn't hardly a seat available. I can see must be 25 or 30 people. They're all. I'm here. My daughter's sitting beside me on the chair. Hitting me with her elbow. Well, the next thing that happened is that a wonderful woman came over and sat down beside us and sort of chatted. And she took my daughter away by the hand. Shirley Gallagher, why did you take my daughter away by the hand?
Well, I just knew she was dying to get something more exciting than beside you. So she's all enthralled.
Do I look that boring in my dark long coat?
But you know, like, I know only children tend to have this love for other children. And my own daughter's an only child, so she just loved it. But she was always too shy to integrate herself. She needed to be taken by the hand. So that's what I
did. Well, if you hadn't done it, I mean, I was resisting trying to do it because it could easily have resulted in a tug. Oh, come on, Grace, come on, let's go. And she would have been, no. You know,
she's familiar with me now, I think, as well, so it's easier. And like, she's been there before.
You better explain that. So people listen to this on audio and they can get the wrong idea. So you might be damaging the Coder Dojo brand. Can you please explain that? Please explain what you just said.
He's created two models in Alice, which is a free program, alice.org. And he's generated avatars, and he has them dancing and rolling around and jumping up and down, and they have no souls. But they're very much like the kind of Volvo models. So, you know, one's yellow and one's blue.
Right, I think we'll move out of this hall.
Okay. No, but it's fun. He's going to show it now. So. And he's a 10-year-old. He's local, so he's
10. Oh, really? That was a 10-year-old? I'm sorry. I was completely distracted.
Please call it. But, you know, it's just the fact that we haven't had an easy to when you know them as they are. And he's just leaving them. It's a bit like nature.
I must tell you that my daughter by the hand and took her all across the room. I thought, actually, that's wonderful because this is the day of the Irish Children's Referendum, you know? And I think, actually, it fits. I was delighted to, you know, share the job of creating a good experience for my daughter with somebody else and not feel that it was all up to me. So, you know, this community here, this, you know, loads of parents here, and I don't know, I presume they're all parents, they might be, and loads of kids, you know, it's really full, right? So, I mean, it's a community. Providing a community support for kids to do their own thing and grow and learn.
And also we put a couple of their names into the monthly newsletter in the Glenmire area, and we've got a list now of who to present it today so that you'll be able to get a very and they're all like.
Are they? Do they take the newspaper to school and show it to others?
I don't know, but I have it here. So like, most people would see it. It comes through most people's letterbox. And, it's just great to see it.
And what do parents think of their own child's name being mentioned in print?
It's just their first name, so...
They know who it is, though.
They know who it is. Yeah, and that's the way when people have to, keep it simple and just use first names. They know who they are.
Look, we're here in Glenmire. I've got some news for you. You probably haven't had a chance to look at the Twitter feed for Code of Jojo today, have you? Well, they're starting Code of Jojo in Bucharest. So Bucharest, the Code of Jojo, Jojo Lau is over there. I'm not sure who else. There's several other people I don't know them. But there's a good deal of attention if you...
And they launched in the Scottish Parliament last week.
In the Scottish Parliament? What, so the children of parliamentarians and those who support the parliamentarians?
I don't know how, but they launched the Code of Jojo in Scotland last week, and they launched it this year. I know, but they just launched it, that's all I know. I think it's like, we're going to read on Friday.
Well, if anyone in Scotland knows anything about Code of Jojo, perhaps you can get to Glenmire. So, is your tea cold? Mine is cold. Very, very nice. It's a lovely cup with an apple on it. You're eating into apples, aren't you? So here's my daughter with a lollipop. Come here, Grace. Come here. Come here. Come here. You've got a lollipop. You have to say something. How's it?
I got a lollipop.
Anyway, there we are. This is another bit of Code of Jojo. This is the sound of what happens after Code of Jojo.
Oh, you looked at the tree!
What's the game, guys? What's it called?
Super Paper Mario. I'm not playing, it's just YouTube.
Oh, it's just YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, could you play if you wanted to?
No. It's like just a video.
Oh, yeah. So we got three lads and my daughter here. And what have we got? What have you got, Grace, up on the iPad?
Instead of buying me
pictures of horses. Oh, beautiful pictures of horses.
And he said, I'll cook
Let's
it
see.
Eventually. It's been in our freezer for months.
People looking after foals.
Hey, look at the sweet smiles.
Wow, drawing pictures of donkeys and sheep.
Mario, please talk.
Okay, and palace to draw. Okay, they're all there with their iPads and stuff. So that's it. And in the other room, the far end of the room, there's a committee meeting. I won't disturb them. Anyway, six people are meeting. Very good. Three men, three women. That's it. Anyway, that's a bit of a flavour of a Code of Jojo in Glenmire on the day of that Ireland held a referendum to change its constitution in relation to children. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.